You know, in the months preceding this, the rehearsals, I had laid out a kind of a proposal of a direction to go, and we had met a couple of times to discuss it. And I found one of the most interesting aspects was him pruning my repertoire list. Slowly seeing the logic of the ones he had dropped, I could see the direction he was starting to shape it in.
Some of them I wasn't interested in. I didn't want to sing Silent Night. I think it's just, you know, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. I wasn't interested in that. But then he gave me a song by Pretorius, There Is a Rose Air Blooming. Odd the way it worked. And I just got fascinated by it.
Amid the cold of winter, when half spent was the light.
It's a dark time, it's a cold time. It's also a time of warmth and family and love and tenderness. And so all of those things are ingredients in this kind of soup which we've created. So I wanted to sort of bring all of these disparate elements and make it into something coherent. My process is I invite chaos into my life.
Right here, let's keep that up. These guys, great.
Bob lives and breathes music, but he's a very chaotic character. You know, he's very spontaneous, and he brings some classical musicians into my life, and we got some folk musicians from Newcastle, and Dominic from my band, and we just threw these very disparate elements together because it was like the material was the same way.
Okay, we're going back to the melody.
He allows me to take the wheel enough for me to feel like it's my project. At the same time, he gives me the luxury of being able to step back.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this. I don't know if it's right for the record, but I guarantee the live version, we need that. That just sounded really good.
Could we try that with the big chord?
Yes, let's try that.
And just be a performer. So he can critique me, he can give me notes. And this exchange seems to work quite well.
I love working with Bob. He's mad as a hatter.
Dominic, motion.
He lives and breathes music. I mean, he's extraordinary. He can get inside a string arrangement and, you know, and know exactly which note to change. And I get confused a lot. So it's lovely to have him doing that for me.
He really understands all the roles. He understands the harmony. And he's got a lot of passion for the project. I think I really admire him a lot. At first, I wasn't sure.
And so we started in my kitchen, and we started to explore songs from various historical periods, various sources, some folk songs, some sacred songs, some secular songs, some songs from classical music, and some of my own. And we spent about 3 months doing that.
The beauty of the way we were working here, we didn't have to worry about another recording session coming in at 9 p.m. We had to be out. We could play as long as we had to. And in the course of that, people tried new ideas.
It's wonderful to have individuals who are all on the same ship, you know. Well, everybody's pulling the same sail up.
Yet not a push to warm their hearts or feel my fire, but I...
From the first conversations I had with Sting about this, we had certain parameters in mind. The first one was that it was going to be an organic record. A lot of records are made where you go to many places and pick up different musicians at different places and record them in various studios. And there's a lot to be said for that. But for this record, which was trying to capture a certain mood, we wanted the core ensemble to just be here, to be together, develop a rapport and understanding of each other, because so much of the performance is interactive.
By filtering it through this process, we ended up having all of these strange elements somehow coalesce and focus into a sound.
We're fortunate to have a remarkable group of musicians from, in certain senses, some from very different backgrounds, and in other senses, not so much.
Dominic Miller, my guitarist, is very patient with me. He's used to my gadfly meanderings, and he'll go with me. He's a very eclectic musician, too.
Dominic has been with Sting for a long time now, and the two of them have the kind of rapport that only time can bring together.
Hey, Dominic and I have been together for 20 years. You know, we understand each other intrinsically, and you know, he's my right and left hand. Catherine Tickell, who's worked with me for almost 20 years now, and Northumbrian pipes.
Catherine, who plays both the pipes and the violin, had worked with Sting quite a bit. Then when I spoke with Catherine and invited her to the album, kind of asked who her best kindred spirits were.
We need you and some other people. Who's going to be good? We want some people to play folk music and, you know, give it that real feel to the music. I knew it had kind of a seasonal edge to it. The first person I suggested was Julian.
Julian Sutton plays the melodeon.
I heard Catherine was going to be recording with Sting, which didn't surprise me especially because I know she'd worked with him several times before. I only found out some while afterwards that actually I was going to be doing this as well.
Mary McMasters is a Celtic harp player from Scotland.
We came over a month ago. There was myself and Catherine and Julian and Vincent, the amazing cello player. Bob had a few things he'd brought. Sting obviously had a few ideas that he wanted to go through, and then Catherine and I came up with a couple of the more folky end of things.
They sort of understand what they can bring to the music. At first they were confused as well. You know, what on earth are we doing here?
To start off with, I have to say, I think we were all here kind of going, what on earth is going on here? Just complete free reign. Like, let's just try this and let's try this and... Somehow, miraculously, it's kind of pulling together.
Better. Way better. Catherine, that stuff sounds so much better. Better.
Not only did we have an instrumentation that nobody knew, we had a style that nobody knew. I couldn't say, oh, this is not classical music exactly. It's not pop music exactly. It's not folk music. I don't know that any of these categories are exactly going to capture it. The musicians could not say, okay, I do what I do in this situation.
These memories never sleep, and all these differences.
The musicianship is really on a high level. I'm learning by watching all these people play a lot. Especially the folk musicians who have their own discipline. It's a completely different discipline than we're used to, let's say in the rock and roll world with Sting. And then of course we have the classical musicians who have another discipline.
Vincent Segal, a cellist from Paris who plays everything from bossa nova to sonorous Bach preludes. I met Vincent in Paris. I was singing in an opera and he was in the orchestra. During rehearsals, he would just be jamming and he'd be playing all these, like, bossa nova, playing pizzicato like a guitarist. Yeah, he could play just about... He can play anything. Classical, jazz. God, you're a very interesting musician.
A lot of people know a lot of music, but very few have the intimate knowledge of so many styles as Vincent and the ability to play within them and to integrate them. And since the cello is so much of a foundation instrument and has so much to do with setting the tone of the music, he was an incomparable gift.
We're here in Durham Cathedral. This is a kind of immensely ambitious project. You've been here for 2 weeks just rehearsing a live show with over 30 musicians. You've been in the Tuscan Hills. You've been living this music now for months. We're only 20 minutes on the train away from home. Being here and being close to Newcastle, what has that meant to you?
It's funny, you know, winter is the season that seems to exert an almost gravitational pull towards your roots. I spent Sunday in Wallsend, where I was brought up.